Ben, we're here for a change for 3 hours. We'll take you all the way to lunchtime because, well, I mean, let me just quote you from the Evening Herald, okay, today, or today's Herald. He's due to tip-tap his way across the late-late set on The Toy Show, but Ryan Turbidey may still bottle it. Ryan, 40, has admitted that he has 8 left feet. Ryan Turbidey, good morning!
I actually have 9. I just counted another one on my way in here this morning.
You were always a difficult man to buy shoes for.
In fact, even clothes. I regularly find myself in the children's section at Cleary's to get clothes to fit.
You are in every single newspaper today in a lovely red Gansey with red socks, matching socks, and yep. Looks like you're having the time of your life.
Do you know what? I was sitting there yesterday at about 6 o'clock in the evening when it was all over going, Do I have to go? Like, is that it? Like, yeah. Do I have to go home now? And I kept going because during the week, earlier on in the week, we watched Miracle on 34th Street just to really get in the mood.
Right.
And then last night it was Beauty and the Beast, you know, the Disney cartoon.
Oh, yeah, film.
So, like, which isn't Christmas necessarily, but it's just getting into the whole vibe of it. And yesterday, it wasn't the toy kids yesterday as much as it was the bands and the singers and the players and so on. And their mums and dads floating around the place. And then a bunch of kids from different organisations came in for the Tiny Tots little bit of footage that we have. It was magical. It's so magical. Twice yesterday I had a tear in my eye for various different reasons, and it's just beautiful. There's something really beautiful in the air here at the moment.
It looks fantastic. And yesterday afternoon I was going back across TV at the sort of the back lot, and the door was sort of there, and I said, I'll go in and have a look. And there was like a 7-foot security guard. No, there's nobody getting access into the toy. And I said, but I don't care if you walk here. And I don't like you anyway. Never did. I'm in charge of security.
Oh, no.
So he chased me.
Yeah, he did. I heard about that because I heard your screams as he pursued you. But I presume you didn't have as much difficulty getting into Coppers last night after all that trauma.
No, we bonded and he brought me in. Now, this news in the papers today that it's a Mary Poppins type inspired theme, right? Mm-hmm. That you will come down through the chimney.
Come on.
No, it's here. It's
Which
here.
Paper's that in?
It's in all the papers.
Go on.
And you will then perform Chim Chimney. and you'll be singing and dancing to Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Chiroo. Yeah. Is that going to happen?
There it is. That song has been following me around.
Now, I'm looking at Dick Van Dyke here, and he has 2 proper feet.
Yeah, you see, Dick Van Dyke's a great dancer. I watched Mary Poppins about 6 weeks ago just to see whether I would be able to. I looked at it and went, that looks fairly, and then I watched it closer and that's bloody hard. It's complicated. It's really bonkers.
Are you gonna dance?
I'm gonna give it a try.
And you're gonna do the old oi mate.
No, I'm not gonna let you Mary Poppins I do. No, we're not doing any of that. No, it's not gonna be a big cockney job.
All right.
But it will be super, Callum. Congratulations.
Did you sleep last night?
Joel, I did. I slept okay because I felt that yesterday went really well. I was really happy with what happened yesterday. I just was happy with the atmosphere and the way it all worked. So I was okay. I was up a little earlier than I should be.
Right.
But I'm now kind of getting nervous because it's one thing doing the show as per usual, which is the toys and the kids and everything, but there's something different tonight because they've asked me to do that little bit extra to produce the 8 left feet in front of it. And that's, again, it's one thing of sitting at home, you know, humming a tune or having a few jars and singing in with, you know, as I said yesterday, hacking the living daylights out of a Frank Sinatra song, but to be doing it in front of a million people is quite different. So
1.5 million.
Yeah, don't make it worse. I'm just trying to get my head around that. And really, it is high end pressure for me because it's not normal.
Well, I think what's interesting is it's 10 o'clock in the morning now.
Yeah.
You're on the set.
Yeah.
It goes live at 9:30.
Yeah.
What is the day for you now? How does your timetable work?
What happens is now it's at 10 o'clock. In the next 3 or 4 minutes, I will go into the set and I'm going to meet all the kids that will be now. Not all in one go.
Mm.
And we'll have a little look at some of the toys they're going to be showing me. And like last night, I watched a bit of footage of the kids from their auditions just to get into into them, just to get into the try and get inside their heads and see what they're like and what they like and what's going to make them happy and have a laugh with them. So that was a good exercise. That's going to happen today. So it really is. I'm going to spend my day hanging out with kids playing with toys, which is the oddest and best job in the world.
No, I know. So what's your favorite toy? Can you tell us that you're looking forward to?
Well, I can tell you what I like. I mean, certainly the things that have caught my eye. I'm not really. I mean, I know it's enormous and huge, and it's going to be big, and we are going to talk about, you know, the PSP.
PS4, the PlayStation 4. That's mine. I want that.
You want that one?
That's me.
Yeah. And there'll be a little bit of digital hubbing sort of stuff because it's so popular and so in demand. But yeah, obviously, if you know me well enough, you know I'll be straight down with the wooden hoop, you know, hoop and stick. But there's a couple of little
the wooden like, hoop and stick. God, you sell that well. Is that to cure the hoop and cough? Is it?
I'll have two of them, please. Because imagine four kids in my house. There's an orange at the end of the sock in my day. So you know, there's a thing like there's the walking hand, which is like a human hand. It's green.
Okay.
And it walks along the ground with no arm, and I think that's nice. It's creepy and it's kooky, and I like it.
I like that.
There's another one that, you know, the way you always have goldfish that always end up in the toilet?
Yeah.
Well, these are goldfish. You pick it up, and there's a bowl of water, and you just pop it in the water, and it just swims away like real. So you get all the benefits of having a fish. You can name it, you can love it.
It's a virtual fish.
Physically, you can pick it up, but for whatever reason, as soon as it touches water, it swims around. I don't get it. I don't know how something mechanical can do that, but it does.
That's
exciting. There's a lot of good Nerf action.
Yeah. I like Nerfs. There go.
And what they've tried to do is they're lady Nerfs, right? So they've got these kind of discreet Nerfs you can put in your clutch bag when you're going to your Debs.
Oh, so brilliant. The pink Nerf.
They actually are. The bullets are pink.
I love it.
It's a lady Nerf. So if you're a kid from Texas, you know, you want one of those.
And tell me, what have you asked Santa for, Ryan?
Star Wars trilogy on DVD.
Ah, okay.
I'd like the Campbell Diaries from the Irish years.
Right. I've asked for world peace.
Oh, well, that trumps me.
And the PlayStation 4.
And the PlayStation 4. But which games do you want?
I have to have FIFA. Love FIFA.
Oh, yeah, FIFA's good, yeah.
And the other one, the shooting one that's going on at the moment. What's that one called?
Dawn
shooting things.
Yeah, Dawn shooting.
Okay, Ryan, just a couple of texts. Best of luck tonight. We're having 15 children over for a sleepover to watch you. Okay. Colin, will you please tell Ryan, I have a very excited 6-year-old waiting for tonight who's still talking about the show 2 years ago when she's seen him throw the toy nappy into the audience.
That's brilliant. I love that kid because somebody asked me yesterday, what was your favourite moment down through the years? And I said, well, I'll never forget. It was a nappy that pooed, green, slimy poo, right? And it was coming out, it was dripping through down the leg of the child, the whole thing. Yeah. It was getting worse and worse. I took the nappy off and I flung it into the audience and it whacked some poor woman on the side of her face. Now, not sore, just enough. And it just slithered down the side of her face. Green, pooey, diarrhea, runny. I just love that stuff. So that's great. I'm glad that child remembered that. And that's so nice. Like this morning, I had to pump into a shop and I had to call a cab to get into work this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, just people go, good luck tonight. Like there's a great excitement about it. I feel kind of the responsibility is enormous, but it's fueled by fun and
it is a defining of our Irishness. I was doing something the other day and we were talking about you know what we've lost since 1916, you know, with the troika in the iron, and one thing we'll never give up is the Late Late Toy Show. Nobody's getting that, you know.
You can have the Republic but you can't have the Toy Show.
Never take our toys away. You're not kidding. Colin, we have friends watching the Toy Show tonight from London and Canada, and I heard you yesterday actually saying there was people from India and Australia and all over the place tuning in tonight. It really is amazing.
And I got a text this morning from an old neighbour of mine to say that if his family sending best wishes from Brooklyn and New York City, where they'll be watching it streaming out. Because it is going to be on the RT player and it's going to be streamed. So it's access across the globe, and that's what, you know, I was saying yesterday as well that you know, I was given the good fortune of the Late Late Show job 5 years ago. Mm. This is my fifth toy show, and it was just when the economy was going down the toilet and people were feeling the pinch. And also now, we know from your show and my own show on the radio, is that people are just leaving in these numbers. You know, and there's a whole bunch of 20-somethings and 30-somethings in Canada and Australia and America and so on. And they can all kind of sit there around the world watching their program, their own thing, and text their folks and their family at home saying, oh, what about this? What about that? And there is something about this show, which I inherited, it's not mine, down through the years, that allows people to sit on the couch and say, right, I'm not going to fight with you for 2 hours, right? We're going to just sit down and we're going to just look at this and we're going to be children. I heard from the back of the car the other afternoon, beautiful line, Christmas makes children of us all, and that's what tonight's all about.
Well, listen, you've a lot of work ahead of you.
Sure do.
Okay,
yeah,
but and I know the amount of preparation and rehearsal you put into it.
A lot of behind the scenes, as you can imagine, the teams of elves. And I have a small stun gun that I use if they're slacking.
Right, okay, good.
I find that works quite like a cattle prod.
Listen, good. I'm so much looking forward to the dance.
Thanks. Oh, I know. Do you know what? There are a lot of people looking forward to that. And they're all looking forward to it for all the wrong reasons.
Talk to you.
There he is.
Best of luck.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having me on.
A sweepest as lucky can be. Jim-jiminy, jim-jiminy, jim-jim-jiroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
When I shake hands with you. I can't wait.